Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
Hello and good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today we've got another powerful connection through the power of networking. I'll actually remind you guys as our guests and our listeners that we've had on Tommy Baker in a recent episode a few months back. So today, we, through the power of email, we've made another connection to a gentleman who's out there really making some serious changes in the health and fitness space. This guy has just released a new book. I've actually literally have notes in front of me that we're going to be discussing today because I'm trying to figure out more about what his purpose is behind this book called The Overweight Mind. And we talk a lot about mindset on this show, guys. But this guy has been featured by ABC and Fox and Triathlete Magazine. He's got a powerful brand out there. You can check him out. Basically, just go by going to nixonelite.com. He's got a bunch of other sites we're going to talk about, too. Part of his brand is Thrive Fitness. We've talked a lot about a different Thrive on this show. We're going to clarify that today, too. So anyway, without further ado, Jay Nixon, man, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Scott. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, so I had to start the recording, man, because this happens all the time. We start getting vibing on the energy. And to our listeners, guys, we were already like digested about 5 minutes of just really powerful nuggets of knowledge just by just connecting. And I was like, man, I got to hit record or else we're going to lose all the good stuff for the audience. So, so how long have you known Tommy Baker? Just to connect back on him.
Yeah, I've known Tommy for a little bit over a year. So December would have been a year. So about a year and a half now.
Okay. So that's a good connection.
Yeah.
And, now, would you say you are helping influence him more than he's helping influence you? Is there a mutuality in that relationship? Like, how's that all going down?
I would say that Tommy's one of those guys that we actually met in a mastermind group. We were both in the same group. And I remember sitting in the room and listening to everybody talk. And I went home that night and I thought to myself, if there's one dude in this room that I connect with, and we had never even spoken. Like, I felt his energy and I'm like, that's the dude that I jive with, even though we'd never said two words. And not even during that mastermind meeting, because it was a little chaotic and crazy and we were doing so many different things, we probably got connected 6 months later, just through the universe saying, hey, you two dudes are jiving, you got to come back together. And it just happened, man. So I would say that Tommy, and I think he'd agree with this, we're kind of on the same path. We influence and motivate and drive each other. It's a really great relationship, man. He's an awesome dude.
Well, and as we all grow, I think, throughout life, and as I've grown throughout life, I love what you're speaking about here because I think it's really more important. We talked about this with some other people on the show. I bring on some sports psychologists from time to time too. Shout out to Megan. And we talk a lot about that energy, man. And I think a lot of people, and this is why I promote networking or mastermind groups or getting into these different tribes and communities, et cetera, because you need to get other people that are like-minded around you to help each other grow together, because so many of us have become very closed off and we're not that sensitive or aware about those energies. So I thought that was very interesting how you literally talked about the magnetism of that draw of like, wow, man, out of everybody in the room, there's something about that person over there. And it's hilarious because like on the romantic perspective, people talk about that, oh, well, that person just, there was something coming off from them. Right. Like, okay, so why is that? Why do people recognize that at the romantic level, but they don't see it at the professional level? I don't know if you have any feedback on that.
Agree. You know what? I think we all have a certain level like of intuitive, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, energy perception. But I think you're right. I think everybody's looking for that romantic intuitive thing. Like, you know, you see somebody, you're like, oh my gosh, is that it? Nope. Is that it? Nope. We don't do that in the business or the connection or the networking world because, like you said, as entrepreneurs, a lot of time, or just business people in general, I think we're kind of closed off because you and I kind of talked about it, you know, before. Like, I really have an abundance mindset. Like, I believe there's enough for everybody. I mean, if you and I did the exact same business in the exact same town, I'll give you a perfect example. There's a guy in town who I would say runs a business very, very similar to mine, and I love the dude. Any chance I get, I give him a shout out. I'm posting pictures with him on Facebook because I have no fear of him. And I love him. His energy is amazing. And I connect with him. You just have to be open to it, you know? And I think that a lot of us are closed off on that.
You know, it's funny because you're talking about this, about we were literally just talking about this before I hit record, so I think it's actually great that we bring this back in real quick so people know what they missed. We've basically something come up around the whole competition thing, and you and I were literally just talking about, and you actually brought up a great reference to Seth Godin, and just around the concept of people immediately see other businesses or other people in their lives as competition. And that's not what it's all about. Like, we need to be all coming together, working together, feeding off of each other, and if anything, helping each other differentiate ourselves better. And I think there's so many businesses, because again, on this show, we talk about health, business, and lifestyle. So it's funny, we're already dumping into that piece, but it's people do not take enough time to develop and define their brands. And they stay very generalized, and they feel like they have to go out there and advertise and market to everybody or reach out and talk to everybody. Like, I guarantee you, when you first started, well, I don't know for sure, but when a lot of people are beginner networkers professionally, they go to like the Chamber of Commerce events in their communities, and yeah, it's the giant business card exchange thing, and there's real conversations happening, right?
I call it like, it's kind of like shotgun marketing, right? Like, you're just like, you're just getting.
How many cards can I leave with today?
Yeah, everywhere. You know what I say to that, Scott? I always say you can be everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Ooh, well said.
And that's what happens to a lot of people, is they don't, like you said, they don't understand their business enough. And so they're everywhere and everybody's their client. And I'm here to tell you, everybody is not your client, right? Mm-hmm. You resonate with us. It's like we said, your tribe's already out there. You just have to find and lead them, right? And so I can't help I live in like the Palm Springs, Palm Desert, California area. I can't help everybody in Palm Desert. I'd love to. I want to. You know what I mean? But there's only so many hours in the day, and there's only so much Jay. Same thing with you, right? Like, mm-hmm, your space, your CrossFit is only so big. You'd love to have 5,000 people in there on a Saturday night, but you can't do it.
No, I mean, it's fine if you're going to speak at an event or right, like you're a keynote speaker or something like that. But right, even that, you can't go to an event like that and be like, oh man, I wonder how many business leads I'm going to get out of this event. I'm like, no, dude, like, you got to focus on just being you and really giving as much of yourself to that audience as possible. Don't worry about how many leads, emails, and phone numbers you get. Technically, yeah, there's some professional behind the scenes stuff that you should be implementing, you know, email lists. Are you doing a back of the room sale? Are you selling a book? Stuff like that. That's separate. But like, when you're speaking, and I know you could speak to this because you've been on a few, you know, nice exposure points here in your life and your profession, you got to focus on the value of the content. And that's really what I'm trying to do with podcasting too. I know that's what Tommy's doing with his Resist Academy. So how do you speak on that?
I think listen, if you don't connect with somebody with your why, like, you know, why are you up there? Like, where's the connection piece? I don't care what you're selling in the back of the room. I don't care what your offer is. I don't care what your whatever is. You're going to miss the mark, right? And so you said it perfectly. All those things are secondary, and they're just benefits of you being able to connect with people. Like, I use the word connection all the time. I pick a word of the year every year. It's kind of like my mantra or trigger word. And so this year, my word is connection. And so all I think about anytime I'm speaking, whether it's in front of one person or 1,000 people, is connection. And how can I say something that might change your life for the positive, right? And if I keep that the main thing, everything else takes care of itself. When you start thinking about the back of the room, that's when you're done.
Ah, nice. So on that point, what led you, these are little nuggets of knowledge that pop up that people need to really focus on when they're listening to shows like this. It's like, okay, coming to the point of picking a word of the year, that wasn't something always in your process. How long has that been implemented? Is that just only in the past year or two? And how did you get to that?
You know what? I started doing it probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And you know, it's the whole thing, right? Everybody used to do these New Year's resolutions, and they just, you know, they just don't mean anything anymore.
I'm very anti New Year's resolution.
Me too. I never really was pro resolution, but I started thinking, like, what's a way that I could start, you know, the next year with some really just momentum, right? In my own mind, because I'm really big on mindset and like setting yourself up for success, right? And so I just started doing it. So me and my circle, I call it your circle of success. Mm-hmm. Like, who do you hang around? And so me and my circle of success, every New Year's Eve, we would all get together and we would have these conversations about, okay, what's your word of the year and why? And what I do on top of that is I make somebody tell me, like all my clients, I make them do the same thing. And they have to tell me three musts for the next year. And so a must is what most people call a goal, but I use the word must because we've been setting goals forever, and you know, those kind of come and go and nobody cares about them.
Well, I think it's important to pick out pieces like vernacular and using, this is marketing 101. Like, it's about using the right power words, keywords, whatever you're talking about, but don't just pick out the buzzwords. Make sure it's something that actually can be implemented. And this is very high level. Like, you and I both are going to vibe here today, I know, as co-hosts together here on health and fitness, because we're going to get into that. But this is important to dig into for our listeners, is that, guys, like, everybody can set a game plan. Everybody can set a goal. And whether you're working with a coach or a mentor or a friend or a family member trying to help you along that path, you still got to own that process. And you got to know that whatever you put together has the right verbiage or the right keywords, or it's something that, and I want to bring up this one word, I've used this many, many times on this show and what I do. You said why earlier. You got to define that why, man. Like, that's got to dig deep. I can't help you if you don't have a strong why. How do you speak to that?
I agree. Like, I mean, it's probably one of the things that's highest on my level of things. If I start working with a client, whether it's in my studio or one of my coaching programs or virtually, whatever it is, one of the first things I try to get them to do is identify why are you, what's your why? And I even take it a step further, because most of the time in the business that we're in, right, somebody's wanting to improve their health, improve their fitness. I always get them to answer the question, what's going to be different this time? Because I'm sure you hear this all the time. People are like, I've tried everything. I've done this. I've done this. I've done this. And it never worked, or I failed, or I did this. So I make them establish in their brain, well, what's going to be different this time? And then I make them write that down. I'm really big on journaling. And so if you start working with me, or you're anywhere in my circle of success or my vicinity, you're going to hear me say the words journal nonstop. And I make people write down, like, what's your why? And they're like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, just start writing. You'll figure it out.
Well, that's something really good to clarify right there too. Like, we want everything now, especially here in the US of A. I love our country, but wow, we are just, everything's got to be now. And that's something important for our listeners too, is like, guys, like, listen to what he's saying here. And again, you guys can learn more about him by going to nixonelite.com too, but this is important to understand, is that it doesn't have to be defined right now. No. You got to start taking the process together. And that's what I'm hearing from you.
Well, and I even said the other day, like, I was telling one of my clients, they're like, well, you know, they were so caught up in like picking the wrong why. And I'm like, don't get derailed in the details here. Your why should evolve with you. Like, I use this statement all the time with my people. I always say, you are where you are today because of who you are. But as we grow, you get to change the rules, right? Like, you get to change your why, you get to change your must, you get to change everything. Like, you're not stuck. We're, as human beings, we're not stagnant, right? We should all be moving forward.
Well, and that's a powerful point. So how do you, and this is very general, but how do you move people forward?
So how would I move a client forward? Somebody who's in my area?
Let's take it down to that granular level, right? Because it is very hard to generalize. So actually here, I'll give you, well, let's have some fun here. Okay. I'll give you an example of somebody that I'm working with right now. So, and it's funny because they just messaged me and said, hey, I saw on one of your Facebook Live videos that a piece of exercise equipment in your house, and it's my girlfriend's like stepper, whatever. I don't use any of that stuff anymore because I'm a CrossFit guy. Like, I just, I go and pick things up and move them around. I love body weight training and everything else. So anyway, I was like, well, admittedly, that's hers. Yes, she owns it, doesn't rent it, like all these questions. And I was like, you know, I just asked that question. I'm like, so why are you doing this? What's happening? And she's like, well, you know, I'm stuck at home, and I have the kids, and I don't even know if, and I recommended a place to go and look at for the equipment. She's like, I don't know if I have time to even get them out of the house and go and look at that. And I was like, so it sounds like your why is not really defined yet. And she hasn't replied. So, and I wasn't trying to call her out, but I'm just like, really, this is more than just buying a piece of expensive equipment and sticking it in your house. So
I could not agree more. And I think it's so important to me now, Scott, that I've evolved. Like I said, we keep using the word evolve and grow and everything. As I've evolved into the, let's call it, business owner or just human being that I am, when I start working with a client like that, I'm the same way as you. Like, at first, when I first started my career, this, I would have probably just overlooked that. Like, oh no, it's okay, you know, whatever. But I think we're doing our clients and we're doing people a disservice if we don't ask the hard questions, because then we're allowing them to go right back down the same road they've always walked down. And we know where that ends up, right? They always end up worse than they were.
Well, especially these people that are shoppers. Everybody nowadays, thanks to the internet, man, everybody can shop for anything. You're being bombarded by ads. Facebook's now intelligent. It knows that when you've clicked on this ad or that ad, it knows now what ads and the algorithms and all this stuff. So it's like, guys, you're constantly being bombarded. So now people are like, oh, great, I could talk to anybody. And I'm going to talk to Jay. I'm going to talk to Scott. It's like, guys, like the one who's going to stand out the most is the one that's going to take the most time with that person and really try and put them on a different path because everything hasn't worked. So they're looking for the path, the lifestyle, not the crash diet, not the new fancy piece of equipment, like the lifestyle piece.
Absolutely. And I always tell I tell people when they want to first start working with them, like, I'm not the answer. You're the answer. I'm just the guy who's going to, I'm going to help you craft the plan, the program, the process, but you're the one that has to make the firm decision. And once you make that decision, you know, and I always capitalize decision because everybody says they're, well, I decided to do this. And I'm like, well, you really didn't, right? You were interested in doing that, but you didn't really make a decision that you were going to change it and do it. So I'm really tough with words too. Like I wrote a whole chapter in my book on the power of our vocabulary.
Yes.
And I believe vocabulary is transformational. So if you work with me, like I'm like the vocabulary Nazi. If you use certain words, I'm on you. And I'm like, no, you have to reframe that. Here's the way you should be saying that. And I just drive those points into people's brains until eventually they start to think, you know what? That does feel better to be more positive about that.
Well, and I'm glad you're bringing that up because technically you and I have already talked about this already on the show. We talked about vernacular I brought up and our verbiage and our keywords. And it's not just from a marketing mindset, but let's get back into that mindset that you were just now finally digging into. Your new book, The Overweight Mind. And thank you again for sending me the digital copy ahead of time. I've only lightly skimmed it, but before I submit your true review on Amazon, I want to do you justice and read everything. But I went through and I like to do those quick reads where
yeah.
I know that when you do a quick skim, the stuff that picks out to me and I highlight clearly must have connected with me. So that's what I like to do on this stuff. And right off the bat, right at the beginning of your book, you talk about negative mindset and thoughts, right? So you talk about, hey, I'm not good enough. I'm not an athlete. My family's overweight. It's in my genes. Oh my God, I can go off about that one. Oh, I can't stand genetic. That's genetic crap. Whatever. Oh, I like food too much. I don't deserve to be in shape. I don't like change, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
This is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, you have the choice to change that vernacular, change those words in your life. So clearly, that's one of the fueling pieces behind the overweight mind is you're talking about mindset here, right?
100%. 100%. I believe this, Scott, and I could be crazy for saying this, but I really truly believe that success in pretty much anything we do in life is 80% like our psychology or our mindset, and then 20% the mechanical or the process piece. And when I flip it to, like, you know, weight loss, for example, if you look at things like, this is one of the reasons I wrote the book, is I got people kept coming to me this thing over and over and over again. If you look at like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or even something as giant as like bariatric surgery, all of those things really are mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they don't work is because the person can do the mechanics. And then when the resistance pops up, and let's call resistance life, which it always does, they fall back to their mindset that they began with and it's not good enough. And
right.
They'll always go back to where they were. If they flip the script on that, 80% mindset, 20% mechanics, which we can teach anybody mechanics, then when the resistance pops up, their chance for success is great because they've got the tools necessary to push through that resistance. That's really, it's as simple as that. And that's weight loss, business, relationships, spirituality, everything.
Again, I'm glad you're bringing that up too, because one of my side businesses that really helped, I could say, inspire a lot of the more entrepreneurial mindset and started moving me towards where I'm at today and where I'm going and helping people just like you is, again, we weren't always entrepreneurs, right? So but I have a side business since I was a wildland firefighter out west a few years ago when I left the corporate world with Isogenics. They're a nutrition company. They're in a, you know, network marketing business model. And it's taken a few years to remind myself of this, but I kind of joke around now because it's just one of my side things. It's a tool. It's a mechanical option for the right person. Maybe not everybody's good for that, but hey, I've got a system that I know when I put people on the system, it works. But the biggest thing I remind people is, and something that I've taken away from that company is, I love that company not because of the income. And yeah, I like the business model because I'm a business guy, but I like the fact that we joke around a lot when we go to events because we're all like, listen, this is like a nutrition company with like a self-development model built in, because there's a crap load that we spend on mindset and coaching and mentoring and development. So that was something that really helped kind of flip my lid years ago. And now I'm obsessed with not just them, but like all kinds of self-development and mindset development and everything, because just to your point, like you can put the best nutrition in your mouth and you could be sleeping better, improving your circadian rhythms. And I could talk about CrossFit or yoga or Pilates or going for a run or training for a triathlon, whatever. But to your point is, life gets in the way and there's going to be mental roadblocks hitting your way. And if you haven't put in the reps with the mental work, you're not going to be successful. Nope. No matter what tools we throw at you.
Yeah, no matter how strong your mechanics are, right, you will break down and you'll go back to what you know. And what you know is, if you don't improve it, it's really where you started from in the first place. And you didn't like it. I always tell my clients, like, you didn't like where you were or you wouldn't have came to me. Why do you want to go back there? Mm. So we got to start improving that mental side of it along with the mechanics too, right? Like, there's always mechanical teaching, but I see that the mindset breaks down, the psychology breaks down faster than the mechanics do.
Well, and on the positive mindset piece, and I love, I have only three words that I highlighted here on this one page, still towards the beginning of your book. So again, guys, listeners, you know, you got to check this out. Again, it's The Overweight Mind, but your one little sentence here, you lead it off with, it's the beginning of a paragraph, is you deserve a healthy body. But the most important piece here is you say, you are worth it. Those four words, those are powerful. Like, that's, I can't tell, I will say, and maybe you can correct me on this, I feel that the female demographic is so much better at starting to implement something like this over the long haul, and maybe just because of what I've observed, but us guys, we're all like, oh, I got this, I just muscle through it, blah, blah, blah. I think us guys take longer to implement self-development and mindset work than the female market. I've really been impressed with almost most of the women that I've ever worked with. Would you agree or disagree? But as far as that biggest key word there is, you are worth it, that's powerful in that demographic.
100%. I agree that. And, you know, I would say probably 80% of my clients are female for that very reason.
Yeah.
Because they jive with it, right? Guys are like, we're like slow adopters, right? Because we let our ego get in the way.
Oh, we have so much ego.
Yeah. Our ego shows up and they're like, hey, bro, like, I don't need that self-help.
Oh, no, I can't show vulnerability.
Yeah. Oh, we talk about that all the time. Like, I have even female and male clients. I try to teach them that vulnerability is strength. Mm-hmm. And most people view vulnerability as weakness. And I'm a complete flip the script on that. I think it's so much the opposite. Like, I think if you're vulnerable, that shows strength, because it shows you're willing to grow and willing to be evolved.
And that's something that I had to work on. Like, I know you're newer to my show and you haven't heard a lot of my stuff, but I've been honest on this show about that. Like, I was in the corporate world, worked my way up, blah, blah, blah. Then I took a 2-year break, did the wildland firefighting thing out west with the federal government. And that was a life-changing experience. So I thought, oh, I'm rocking and rolling. Like, I'm on high on life. So adrenaline junkie was great. Relationships were all of a sudden dropped off because you're off in the woods all the time. You know, you try and call your family back on the East Coast when you can. You're not as connected with those close friends that have always been there. So there's some psychological change there. And I wasn't letting people back in when I finished that. And I was not letting romance into my life. And I was trying to be that, hey, man, I'm Mr. Wildland Firefighter. I was a hotshot, blah, blah, blah. And I thought that was cool. Like, I was good. I'll just take care of myself. You know, I'm being a loner. So anyway, long story short on that, got into a relationship when I came back here. My head was still up my ass. took a 3-month, I was forced to take a 3-month break from that relationship. Now, we now currently live together and I worked on that. But the biggest thing in that 3-month period was I stopped all my other self-development work and shifted everything mindset-wise over to understanding what the hell was wrong with me, my mindset, getting into the self-work. And the biggest takeaway was letting down those walls, letting the vulnerability happen. And that is not easy. I'm sure you could talk to that.
Well, you know what? I just wrote down a word that you said in there, and it's the most important word out of that entire thing that you said, and it's the word work. Like you had to put in the work, right? Like you had to do the reps.
Oh
like
man, I was buying ebooks and videos and I was like, I was doing, because I minored in psychology in college. So I was like, I should be able to figure this out. So I went into like, I was like, oh, I'm doing psychological research on this.
Well, I started thinking about you too when you were talking about that story. I was picturing you in my mind, like fighting these, you know, being the hotshot firefighter, you know, doing that, all that stuff. Yeah. You almost probably had to have a sense, a little bit of a detachment from, you know, and it's a very dangerous job, right?
Oh yeah. It was, I was told it was one of the top three in the world. I don't know if that's true or not, but
I wouldn't disagree with you. Yeah. I know I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna go with top five, top ten.
Let's do it. It's confirmed, guys. It's at least top five. Yeah. But I bet in your psychologically, you had to have a little bit of a detachment from that humanity side of the piece, from that like love and relationship and whatever. Because I mean, when it's you in the fire, man, like there's no room for vulnerability in that situation, right?
No, I mean, it's funny because there was something we heavily got built into us. And I think this came from the more, we were clearly influenced by a militaristic background and programming. Because obviously, you know, they break you down to build you up during critical training. Like the first 2 weeks are just two-a-day workouts and like just training and beating the crap out of you. But again, when you're a rookie and you're new, and it's very militaristic when you're a hotshot. I realize that. Like years later, I'm like, oh yeah, I know what they were doing. This is why when I was younger, I wanted nothing to do with the military. I didn't like people telling me what to do. but part of that, like you said, is we were constantly trained on the power and the requirements to have excellent situational awareness. Those were two powerful key words. Situational awareness is very, very important to keep you alive and keep your fellow crew members alive. You got to have your head in the game. And you can't afford distractions. And I was considered the old guy on the crew because I was already 31 and 32 those 2 years. And most of these guys are 18 to 24. And there was literally the guys who had relationships were like worried about, oh, is their girlfriend cheating on them? Or what if my wife was cheating on me? Or, oh, I just met this girl and now I can't build this relationship. I mean, it was all this stuff. And I'm like, I kind of felt like I was bulletproof, man. I'm like, hey, man, I don't have to worry about any of that crap.
Yeah, so there's your sense of detachment. Like you almost had a, it was almost safer for you to be detached. Yeah, 100%.
And even when I had days off, I mean, I would focus on just having a good time, going getting massages, go mountain biking, catch up with buddies, traveling. I wanted nothing to do with that. I literally just unplugged that domain out of my life. And again, I could talk to this from a psychological standpoint, and it sounds like you can back it up because when I was in college, they talked about, my one professor talked about there's really like 5 to 6 primary domains that the average human being can focus on and balance at one time. And the ones that are severely dropping below that zero axis are like trigger points for stress. So, and it could be like one domain could be your health and fitness. One domain could be love and relationships. Another domain could be your career. Another domain could be the mental, the cognitive, your education, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very hard to keep them all balanced. And they said, if you allow more than one or two of them to really drop out, like just unplug them, that's a huge stressor. And I already knew this, but it didn't matter. I still unplugged it. So,
You know, I think this is important that we're talking about this, Scott, because I mean, most people can't put themselves in your shoes of being that firefighter out there in that situation. But if you guys can think metaphorically, it's the same thing that you're doing in your job just without the fire and without everything else. A lot of you guys are probably detached from relationships, or the flip the script on it. You're detached from your business or your entrepreneurial efforts, and you're all focused on relationship, right?
Oh, true. Look how many people are like, oh my God, your business is killing our relationship. So then somebody's going to say, oh, well then I'm going to take all this energy and push it towards like this quick burst of energy into the relationship. And then you get stressed out because you're letting your business flop off. And like, no dude, like, baby steps, man, like build them together.
Absolutely.
You got to be careful with these crazy extremes. That's why I know you and I are going to be anti-crash dieting. I hate the word diet. Diet to me is a bad four-letter word. All right, there we go.
It's the dirtiest.
Bring the fire, man.
Anybody can say, man, if one of my clients even uses the word diet, I lose my mind.
Oh man, you and I are meant to connect. I call it the bad four-letter word.
Me too.
I can't stand it. Yes.
It's the same way. It's the dirt. You can say anything to me in the world. If you use the D word, I'll lose my mind.
And it frustrates me because, and I get it from a marketing standpoint, because publishers try and, you know, blah, 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 but like the paleo diet, the keto diet. Do I incorporate some of those methodologies into my lifestyle? Yes. But I don't like use. I was like, yes, I combine the paleo some of the paleo lifestyle, the keto lifestyle, my isogenics lifestyle. I don't use the word diet. Because psychologically, over the years, people have been now programmed, thanks to television and news and all that negative crap, that you're supposed to be following a diet. Oh, what's your diet to get you ready for the beach? That's not a lifestyle, dude. You need something sustainable.
And one of the main reasons it pisses me off is because, listen, diets have an end point.
Yes.
Right? Like all diets are structured. Okay, do my 3-month diet or my 2-week diet or my one, whatever it is, your lifestyle has no end point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like there's no, like people come to my clients all the time, they're like, how long are you going to do this? And I'm like, if you don't say forever, yeah, I'm going to kick you out.
I tell people all the time, like, listen, you don't have to work with me forever. I am just your tool right now. Right. On your long-term path of life. I tell people from a business standpoint, like if I'm working great as your business coach now, cool. Eventually you will, unless I can stay ahead of you with my professional development, I will probably run out of resources for you. So even from whether it be health, fitness, business, I'm like, guys, like it's okay to move on and graduate to the next level to somebody beyond that person. It's just I think people understand that too. Like you don't need the lifelong relationship. I'll always be in your lifelong network of connections.
Yeah.
I'm just your tool right now, that mechanical.
So. Agreed. And my thing is when I'm talking about that is like move forward though, because the human brain, what it tends to do if it has that diet mentality, it's like, okay, well, this is over. Now I'm going to go back to what I was doing before. And I'm like, well, then you just wasted all this time with me. Like keep pushing the bar. You know what I mean? Like keep moving forward. And that's the key with everything, like diets. I mean, you got me saying that now. With like your programs, everything.
Because we hear that word all the time. And
yeah, there's no end date. It's your life. It's your health. You don't put a finality on it. That the finality is death, and you don't want that.
See, now that's a powerful statement right there. The finality is death.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Let's be real. Who with a healthy mind wants to die? We don't want to die. We know it's inevitable. But we want to live. I mean, to me, a glass is beyond full. Like we want to live a full life. And it's not always defined by your bank account or the six-pack abs you have. It's what kind of healthy lifestyle are we building professionally and personally and with your heart and your love and your nutrition? I mean, everything, man. Like that's what we're talking about here.
It all matters, man. It's all, it's all synergistic, if you will.
Well, and that's why it goes back to your points in your book, man. Again, overweight mind. It's like, guys, like, let's say physically you're not overweight. Are you mentally overweight in a negative way?
100%. I've got clients in my program right now that weigh 100 pounds. Don't need to lose any weight. Probably need to gain some weight.
Right.
But what's holding them back is the way they feel about themselves, their vocabulary, the people they hang out with,
the self-worth.
All of it, man. Yeah. And that's the game changer. Like what I see with people is, yes, we see great weight loss. I've got clients that have lost 100, 150 pounds. That's cool. But what I love is when I watch them evolve into that next level of their humanality, like being a great human being. Like I hear their words and I watch their actions and everything, man. I'm so big on, I make them do a thing we call the Thrive 3 every day. So every morning when they get out of bed, they've got to write down 3 things they're thankful and grateful for immediately. No questions asked. They have to give 3 hugs, 3 high fives, and 3 words of encouragement every day.
Mm.
And it's just so important. And I think that if you're doing those types of things, it just changes the game. You can't get up in the morning and start your day like that and have a negative mindset. It's virtually impossible.
Oh, I tell people all the time, like if you had to implement one thing for the rest of your life, it's literally, and we joke around about this, but it's like, how do you roll out of the bed in the morning? Like, for example, are you rolling out or are you springing up? And are you looking forward to the day or are you dreading the day? And to be fair, even though I'm saying how you start the day, the other part of that hack is also how you're going to bed at the end of the day. Yeah. Because the mindset that you put on the head of that pillow is the mindset that's going to trigger how you're opening the next day. So I'll modify my response and say, listen, it's the closing thought and the opening thought.
I agree. You know what I do? It's so weird. I shouldn't even say weird. It works for me and I do it every morning. And it's, if you were, say we were in some situation, sharing a hotel room or whatever, you'd hear me get up and be like, what's wrong with this dude? The first thing I do every morning, as soon as my feet hit the ground, is I make myself say the word, thank you.
Hmm.
I don't even have to make myself anymore. It's almost like programmed into my mind. I'm like, Pavlov's dog. Like as soon as my feet hit the floor, I'm like, thank you.
Well, that's the power of gratitude.
Yeah. And it just sets me up, man. And it doesn't matter. Like from that moment on, like I'm rolling and I'm ready just to seize the day. It's so powerful.
So now that is something you consistently do through not just your coaching clients, but is that like, for obviously your other site is like thrivefitnessstudio.com. Yep. And I think they all basically interconnect back and forth, right? So
absolutely.
Obviously, is that something you developed first in the physical environment and then took it obviously to the next level beyond the people who are actually physically with you? Because you probably have virtual clients too, right?
I have both. Yeah. It's both. You know, I'm like, I'm the kind of guy that like, if you're working with me, like I give it all, right? So I want you to, I always tell, like, if you met me in an elevator, here's what I tell you. Say, hey, Jay, what do you do? I say, you know what? I use fitness and nutrition as a medium to help people become their best self. And so really my goal at the end of the day is, yes, if you want to lose 100 pounds, I'll help you do it. But along the way, I'm going to give you every tool that I've ever used and I've ever learned and I've ever grasped from my masterminds and my coaches and my reading and everything. I'm going to give it all to you in a usable fashion. And if you implement it, you'll start to see those changes happen faster than if you don't.
Well, because what we're talking about here, and my buzzword, because it's part of my brand, is fuel. How are you fueling your body? How are you fueling your mind? How are you fueling your spirit? There's a trifecta right there. When I'm talking to business people, I'm like, okay, are you creating fuel for your time freedom, your location freedom, and your financial freedom? So I'm all about the trifecta, like you talk about too. I actually nicknamed that the freedom trifecta. But again, that goes back to mindset. It's like, yeah. So that this is what we're talking about, guys. Like, you don't have to, this isn't rocket science, but the biggest thing here we're talking about is putting in the work, being consistent, whether you're working with somebody like you or me, or you're doing some of your own self work. We have to do our own self work. Eventually you might reach a point though, where you might need a little extra push. Let's be real. But a lot of my own self work I did on my own as well. So,
you know, Tommy, I always joke with Tommy. I'm like the best coaches, or I would say this, never trust a coach who doesn't have a coach.
Dude, I say this all the time. Holy crap. Yeah, this is hilarious. I say this all the time. Like, dude, if your coach, right now, like I'm in transition, acquiring a different coach because I exhausted, you know, the limitations of the other one. It just wasn't flowing as much anymore. I'm like, hey man, I loved you, but I'm ready to move on. Right. And I needed to take like a 2 to 3 month transition. So it's been awkward because I feel a little lost because I'm at that peak performance level. And that's why coaching is so powerful. It's like, we're not just here to tell you what to do. We're here to work together, the teamwork piece and everything else. But I tell people, like right now, I'm like, from a business standpoint, I almost feel a little guilty. I'm like, oh crap, I'm in that transition phase.
But you know, but I think that's normal though. I mean, as someone who's into coaching and as you are as well, like, you know, it's a relationship, right? And so you'd probably be doing yourself a disservice if you said, okay, Jay, I'm working with you. And then tomorrow I'm going to immediately start working with, you know, with Joni.
Right.
It's like, you didn't even give yourself time to like, say, okay, what do I want from Joni? Cause here's the thing I want you guys to understand about coaching. A coach's job is not to tell you what you want. A coach's job is to help you get further faster with the things that you tell them that you want. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I think a lot of people come into coaching with the wrong idea of like,
they're going to be told what to do.
They're going to tell me everything.
Yeah.
That's not what coaching is. And so you'd be doing yourself a disservice. And I think you have to have extreme clarity when you start working with a coach, so that coach can use their skill set to help you. So I think what you're doing is normal like that, but it does feel weird.
Like it does. Because if you have ethics and you are professional, it should bother you a little bit in my mind. But to your point, I also had to realize myself, I'm like, wait a minute, I needed a good, because you know, life is busy, business is busy. I'm like, man, I needed a good month just to decompress and then review like that period of like 2 years. It's like, wow, there's a lot's happened. What are the positive takeaways? What are the negative takeaways? What are the opportunities I'm looking to fill with the next relationship? Then, you know, that month two was, you know, figuring that all out. And then also seeing, okay, I basically said, I need a few weeks to see, is that what I'm missing? And then, okay, now I got to start looking.
and is the new coach the right coach to help me take this to hear, right? Because it wouldn't do any good to pick the wrong coach.
And that's the other thing. There's people who have like sometimes 2 or 3 different coaches depending on the different focal points they have. I'm like, hey, first of all, if you can afford that, awesome. But also I am concerned with that because if you got 2 or 3 different people trying to work with you at the same time, are you trying to take on too much? This goes back to our patience thing. Like sometimes you got to let shit go, man. Like let it happen. Let it flow.
No, I agree. You see that all the time. People are like, well, I'm going to work with this person for this and this person for this and this person for this. And I'm like, I hate to say it, but you're probably not going to get very much out of any of
it. It's information overload.
Yeah, you're not going to maximize any of those three relationships aren't going to be maximized, and you're going to be doing yourself a disservice. Well,
that goes back to prioritization, and this affects everything in life. It's like, guys, we all have lots of goals and lots of expectations, so you have to, and this is another thing maybe coaches help with too. It's like, really sit down and be like, okay, what is your priority now? And yeah, we've all heard it. What's your goals for the next 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, right? To, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that is an important point to make. It's like, okay, well, if you have, let's say, three coaching resources, or you have three paths to take, figure out, can you realistically support all of that on that timeline? Or, hey, you know what? Maybe I can tackle this in the next 3 to 6 months. For example, like, I dropped everything when I was launching this podcast. I didn't drop everything, but like, this became a priority. And I knew that, listen, I needed a good 3 to 6 month ramp up to figure it all out, learn what it was like to become a podcaster, understand all the hardware and all the stuff, get the website migration done, all that stuff. So it's like, all right, dude, that's going to take a good chunk of resources. So I wasn't taking on new clients, and I kind of like let things flatline a little. I don't let it drop off. Right. Let it stay level and consistent. A lot of people make that mistake. We talked about that earlier. Like, don't just let everything fall to the wayside.
Yeah.
So, you have customers that do the same thing, I'm sure.
All the time. We both do. You both see it. You see that client who is great, 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 and then all of a sudden you lose them. And they're like, where'd you go? Hmm. And then they come back and they're like, well, this happened in my life. And, at the time.
And that's life.
Whatever this is seemed like a really big deal. But then they let everything else go. They let their health go. They let their business go. They let their everything else go because they had a conflict in their personal relationship.
Oh, take what you're saying right now. I want to see if you know the same. You probably do. What are the top three most stressful things that happen in somebody's life, usually on average? One.
Oh, it's a death or something like that.
There's one.
Money, you know, some kind of money issue.
Financial, career, you lose your job, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Third and we already talked about the other one. A lot of the other one is really like love relationships, right?
Oh, yeah.
A breakup, a divorce, a turmoil. And like we said earlier, like all of a sudden you flip the switch and you take all your resources into that one area. And it's like, wow, man, be careful. You can't, because now you fix one and everything else fell off. And now the other stuff is now your new stressor. So you're still creating this crazy roller coaster ride.
Yeah. You might have fixed you got your boyfriend or girlfriend back, but now you're out of a job.
Right.
You got fired.
Yeah. And now you're going to lose them again because, oh, guess what? Secretly, they do care about finances.
Absolutely.
They told you money didn't matter until you lost your job.
It always matters. let's be honest, right?
Or like, oh man, like it's okay. You know, physical appearance. No, no, no. That's not important to me. I love you for who you are. Right. Okay. I might be a bit of a jerk when I say this, and I don't care. I say it how it is. I truly do believe in inner beauty and external beauty. That's something that's helped me grow over the past few years too. Admittedly, I was surface level years ago. That was part of my weakness as a man. I needed to develop myself and embrace true maturity, which is the vulnerability. And dude, dig deeper, man. Stuff needs to be deeper than surface level. But in the end, isn't it nice to know that the person that I'm with cares about taking care of themselves as much as I care about myself? Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's important to me. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not saying you got to be a model, but I want to know that you're working out and you're taking care of yourself. Maybe you're not in the same nutritional program as I am. It's cool. That's been hard for me. I'm like, I wanted to do what I do, but
if I take that a step deeper, Scott, I could even say this. It boils down to, you know, it's how you treat yourself. I think how you treat yourself is very important, right? Yeah. How you treat yourself teaches other people how to treat you, you know? And so if you're not treating yourself with a very high respect, as in, you know, you're treating your body like a garbage can, you know, instead of the beautiful, you know, creation that it is, then, you know, what else are you doing in your life that you're not, you know, really, you know, holding at a really high regard? And I'm like you, like, I think it all matters. And so, you know, I want somebody who is, you know, who wants the best for themselves, and therefore, in return, they can help me get the best for myself. You know what I mean?
Well, and like you're saying, actually, I'll bring this woman up, because if you haven't, I'm happy to get you connected if you ever need to connect with her. But a friend of mine, Valerie Pawlowski, she's 53 years of age, and she's a world champion kettlebell athlete for Team USA. And I just aired her latest episode because we went to a big mindset event. I don't know if you ever heard of a big trainer by the name of Jeffrey Combs. His company is Golden Mastermind. But we went to a Millionaire Blueprint mindset training event. And there was another famous doctor there by the name of Dr. Joe Dispenza.
And, I know Dispenza.
Yeah, so he does not do keynotes anymore, but because he's so close with Jeffrey, he came out and spoke at that event. I've never been able to track that guy down. Everybody was like, oh my God, Dr. Joe's here. So, but one of her powerful statements during that episode that I quoted in our show notes was, she said, don't try to fix people. Don't fix people. Rather be it so other people see it. And just like you're saying, man, you got to live the example and then let things happen. It'll rub off. People will follow suit.
I get the question all the time. People, especially my female clients, they always come to me and they're like, how do I get my husband, my brother, my sister, my coworker to do this? Because they're so excited that they want everybody to come join the fun, right? And get that passion they have. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, if you go like, you know, JoJo the Indian Circus Boy and you like, you know, get all crazy on them, you're gonna repel them. The best thing you can do is to just lead by example and just be the leader, lead from the front. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And eventually the ones that keep seeing that over and over and over again, they're gonna want to follow that because they're gonna want a piece of it.
I tell people all the time, it's taken me past probably 2-3 years to realize like nobody in my family looks like me. That's how the whole genetic code's BS. Like everybody is overweight. I love my family and they know that I know this. It's like, guys, like stop just accepting it the way it is. This is a lifestyle. So all I can do is just keep living my lifestyle as it is. If they ever need help, they know who to come to, or I can send them to somebody that I know if we're too close. But that's the point. I realized like, dude, you can't change people until they're ready. They have to define their why. They have to know why they're doing it. Sometimes your loved ones are too close. That's why you need to outsource.
I agree. I always say, sometimes if you're inside the circle, you can't even see what's going on out here and you're so blinded by everything that you definitely need an outside perspective. They're like, well, I'm going to tell them this, this, and this. And I'm like, they're not going to hear that.
No, they're not going to see you.
Here's what they're going to hear. They're going to hear bleep, bleep, bleep. Yeah, you know this. And it's just not the way to do it. You got to lead by example. And if you need to, you know, when the time is right, then you get them in front of somebody else who can convey the same thing you want them to talk to.
Yes. Yes. I love that. So,
that's really what it boils down to.
Well, listen, man, this has been a freaking epic episode. I feel like we have so much other stuff that we could talk about.
I'm pissed. It's over.
I'm like, what the hell? Because we only got a couple minutes left. And something that I do justice to my co-hosts is I want to make sure you guys get the final words of the episode. Because clearly I could tell you're a powerful mindset, man. We've talked a lot about it today. So I know there's probably a mission statement. Besides which I already know in your book, you actually literally have a chapter called Support My Mission to Help 1 Million People. And again, to our listeners, guys, go on. It's on Amazon, right? Yeah.
Go on Amazon, or you can go on theoverweightmind.com.
Oh, you have the URL too? Okay, there we go. Oh, yeah. Boom, guys. There you go. Theoverweightmind.com, or just go straight to Amazon, whatever. I'm going to have all this stuff hyperlinked in the show notes. Like always, we have very detailed show notes just to make sure that we keep Google happy and everybody's getting connected. But again, Jay, and by the way, I'll throw this out right now. When you're ready to come back on, you are welcome to be a return co-host to keep getting your messaging out there. If I can help grow your message, I'm loving your energy, man. This is powerful.
Thank you. So
again, that final tip here is you as the co-host of this show, what is some of those final words you want to leave behind that if they forget everything else? Because we dumped a lot of knowledge today. Let's say they forget everything else. What's a message that you want people to remember about you and what you're trying to do for others?
You know, I think the most important thing is this, man. I am blessed and I'm so lucky because I understand what my why is. And I've learned that as long as I keep my why as the forward piece in every decision that I make, every connection that I have and everything. And as I have this burning, obsessive desire to just help people. And you know, one of my clients would give this same speech because I'm so passionate about it. All I really care about is people becoming the best version of themselves. And I think a lot of us are so okay with just average or being like, you know, just getting by. And nothing saddens me more than to see somebody with just like unlimited potential make the decision to just be okay and just get by. And so what I would say to you guys is whether it's me, whether it's Scott, whether it's somebody else, get motivated, get active, and get doing something that moves you in the direction of the person you're supposed to be. And I truly believe this. I believe we all have some kind of gift. I don't know what it is for everybody, but I know my gift is I have an obsessive desire to just want to help you. Like right now, Scott, this is the first time Scott and I've ever seen each other.
Yeah.
Scott could pick up the phone right now after this and call me and say, hey, Jay, do you know how to blank? And if I do, It's his. If I don't, guess what? I'm going to find the answer for him, because I have a deep connection with the dude, and I've never even seen him in person. And that's how I think we all, Scott, if we all live life that way, that we just want to help somebody else. I mean, you know it, man. I mean, how cool would it be?
You've just defined the purity of marketing. I tell people, like, give unto others, man. Like, I'm not to get all spiritual, but like, that's part of the power, man. Like, just keep helping others. It'll all come back.
I agree, man. And you know, you said I could come back anytime. I am so, hopefully you can feel my energy. Oh, yeah. I'm beyond grateful that you and I just got to chat. And my goal for this whole podcast, if somebody buys my book, fantastic. My goal, like I said at the beginning, is if something you said, I said, we said collaboratively, make somebody make a decision to change their life for the better, we won, dude.
Amen. Well said.
That simple.
That was said. Well, hang on a line. I'm going to say probably goodbye. But hey, guys, to your listeners here, dude, that was Jay, man. Go get The Overweight Mind. Get the book. Support what he's doing. Help change either yourself or somebody else in your life. As he said, many, many powerful final words here. But basically, what I took out of that was get motivated, take action, change your life. So again, guys, we're here to fuel your health, your business, and your lifestyle. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Keep living the fired up, epic life. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset-related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenix, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenix linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'd be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I'd love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to the Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.